This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden took his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan deep into Republican territory Thursday, using an aging bridge in Lake Charles, Louisiana, to repeat his call for infrastructure improvements. With the 70-year-old bridge behind him, the president indicated he is willing to compromise with Republicans on the bill, but is not willing to let things stay as they are.
I'm ready to compromise. What I'm not ready to do, I'm not ready to do nothing. I'm not ready to have another period where America has another infrastructure month and doesn't change a damn thing.
Biden proposes to pay for the improvements by increasing taxes on the wealthy, something Republicans have long opposed. The president contends his programs would bolster the middle class and make the country stronger than tax cuts for corporations and CEOs. A senior U.S. State Department official said Thursday the United States and Iran could reach agreement on a path to resume compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal if Iran decides to do so, but that gaps remain. Speaking in a teleconference on the condition of anonymity, the official said, "Is it possible that we'll see a mutual return to compliance in the next few weeks, or an understanding of a mutual compliance? It's possible, yes." The official added that only time will tell because this is ultimately a matter of a political decision that needs to be made in Iran. U.S. officials returned to Vienna this week for a fourth round of indirect talks with Iran on how to resume compliance with the deal, which former President Donald Trump abandoned in 2018, prompting Tehran to begin violating its terms about a year later. Visit VOAnews.com for more. This is VOA News. Dozens of anti-coup protesters in Myanmar held a flash mob protest again on Thursday, this time in the downtown area of Yangon, the country's largest city. They flashed the three-fingered salute as they marched on the streets chanting pro-democracy slogans, then dispersed 5 minutes later to avoid being detected by security forces. The ruling junta continues to face a challenge in the cities and towns of Myanmar, where street protests are still being held more than 3 months after it seized power. The protests come as more than 200 global organizations urged the UN Security Council Wednesday to impose an arms embargo on Myanmar, saying immediate action is needed to help protect peaceful protesters against military rule. Hong Kong democracy activist Joshua Wong will face an additional 10 months in jail for participating in an unauthorized assembly last June. Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson reports.
Wong is guilty of taking part in an unauthorized vigil last year commemorating the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown. Last year saw the annual event on June the 4th cancelled for the first time in Hong Kong, with police citing the global health crisis. Still, tens of thousands of people lit candles across the city in what was largely a peaceful event. Judge Stanley Chan also sentenced Lester Shum, Janelle Long, and Tiffany Yuan to between 4 and 6 months. Wong is already serving time for other illegal assembly convictions relating to the 2019 protests. He also faces charges under the city's sweeping national security law, which was brought in last year. The legislation punishes anything China sees as subversion, secession, terrorism, or collusion with foreign forces, with up to life in prison.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson. The number of Americans seeking unemployment aid fell last week to 498,000, the lowest point since the viral pandemic struck 14 months ago, and a sign of the job market's growing strength as businesses reopen and consumers step up spending. The number of weekly jobless claims has declined significantly from a peak of 900,000 in January as employers have ramped up hiring. The upbeat jobs report helped push stock prices higher on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials closing at a record high. The Dow rose 0.93% to end at 34,548.53. The S&P 500 rose 0.82%. The Nasdaq added 0.37%. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.